Deputy Director of the Ghana Standards Authority in charge of operations, Eugene Adakwadai, has asked Ghanaians to prepare food in a clean and safe environment to avoid diseases such as cholera and typhoid, which are on the increase. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Adakwadai asked the municipal and district assemblies to ensure that food is prepared and sold under strict hygienic conditions. Ms. Adakwadai spoke to George Ankra.
In terms of safety, we want to make sure we eat food that will give us illness or disease. And that is the main thing. That the food is safe to be eating so that we don't have illness and disease. That is about basic. But it involves a lot of things. Either the chemical safety, microbiological safety, and then we also have some physical safety. Sometimes you may have stones or metals or glasses in food. So it's the safety that is put in place to make sure that either physical, microbiological, or chemical hazards are reduced to the minimum or they are not there in the food at all. And you eat it, you don't have any illness or disease.
When you look at the city of Accra and the other suburbs, people cook along the gutters, which are choked and dirty. You see flies all over the place. And these days, we are experiencing increase in typhoid. What advice do you have for us?
They help these organisms that cause food illness and diseases to go. It's a very good medium. So first of all, the hygienic area, or the hygiene of the area where the food is either cooked or stored or distributed or sold. And even the person who is cooking the food or managing the food, this health status is also very important, as well as the hygiene of the person. So if you have an environment which is not hygienic, in sanitary hygiene condition, and we cook the food, and we have vectors that can transmit diseases like flies all around, they can go and then contaminate themselves and then contaminate the food, and then we buy it and eat. So when we are cooking in an environment that is not hygienic, I don't think we can say our food will be safe. So this is what we need to protect. We need to make sure people are well-educated. They may not know. For them, it is just cooking the food and selling. But cooking the food and selling under what conditions? Be under conditions that when the food is provided to the buyer and then the person who is going to eat it, he doesn't buy any food that will cause health risks to the person. So if our environment is not clean and we don't keep our environment clean and the hygiene is not improved, we need to blame ourselves to have more diseases and illness.
What is the mandate of the authority? Are we not supposed to regulate the standards of those who cook?
It is not our mandate. There is a regulator, and the regulator will have to see to it that all these things are done on a certain code. That is why Food and Drugs Board, you started and said with coming up with the food safety instructions for everybody who is involved with food. The Ghana Standards Authority is the standard and conformity assessment board. So supposing conformity means giving assurance. So if there's something that we need to test, we need to inspect, we need to certify to make sure that the food is not contaminated to cause it disease, we will do it. But it is the regulator, FDA, who has to ensure that places where foods are manufactured, places where food are prepared, places where food are eating are under conditions that will not cause food illness and disease or foodborne disease.